Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, with a special shout-out going to our active-duty military and veterans, a special salute to our first responders, namely our EMS, firefighters, and police, to go along with our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you so very much for getting the job done out there. We really appreciate it. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can go into the chat room, which is the Captain's Group on Facebook, three words, the Captain's Group. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have there, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All righty. And now to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Are you ready for the pledge number two?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Kyle, we got a caller. We're going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sandra. I'm calling from the great place, Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota. Okay, what's up?
Well, just as plainly as I can make it, there's supposed to be about 71 million people that voted for Trump.
More than that.
Or more, that'd be great.
Yep. Uh-huh.
If we banded together and stood behind no taxation without representation, and the minute Biden goes into office, we start taking our tax dollars back and do not pay our tax, do not pay corporate tax, do not pay sales tax, turn our TVs off, don't go to the movies, take the money away from them. There is no taxation without representation.
Well, that's an idea. All right.
They would have a lot of time to come after 71 million people.
Okay, well, let's discuss that, and thank you very much for the call down there. You have a great night. All right. Actually, I think that we're somewhere around 74 million voted for Trump. Is that right?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, and I even heard 75 million, but let's just say 74 million for the sake of discussion. That seems to be the number. That being said, no taxation without representation. Gee, where have I heard that before?
Right, well, yeah, absolutely. That was back during the American Revolution. You know, Captain, I hear all of the frustration in Sandra's voice. you know, and I think that she's pretty representative of a lot of people who feel that they're just, you know, that this has been a great travesty that's been visited upon them, and from what we know, what we see so far of the events of the election. That being said, of course, the best way to change things is going to be, of course, to vote these people out of office when you get the chance. You know, Captain, we've been watching the numbers in the House of Representatives, and I think right now it's, what, 222 Democrats, 212 Republicans. That's plus 11 right now for the Republicans, minus 10 for the Democrats. So there is something happening. There's something afoot out there that is a huge, strong message. Of course, it's being poo-pooed by people like Nancy Pelosi, but I think that they understand that people they've had it. They're fed up, and just like Sandra is talking about, you know, they're done with how they've been treated.
Yeah, and it's an idea, but you know, again, you got to get a lot of people together to do that, because the federal government isn't just going to sit on their hands and go, wait a minute, they're not paying their taxes, that there can be a lot of repercussions as a result of that. Now, we did also hear, we got an email here from Judy in Sarasota. She says, what's the deal with Attorney General Barr claiming there's no evidence of voter fraud? Really? God bless America, and please give us a victory, Judy. Okay. We talked about Barr and what he said, and again, I'm going to read the statement exactly the way it is. Attorney General William Barr yesterday told the Associated Press that the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud yet, keyword, yet, that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. That doesn't mean it's not there. It just means they haven't discovered a large volume of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the president's attorney, Jenna Ellis, had put out a message earlier as well, you know, recapping that they had found a lot of things on their end that would warrant, obviously, investigation, basically. I'm just paraphrasing. So one would think that if there was a good investigation done of just what's been uncovered so far, that it would be pretty compelling. But what the attorney general's, I think, not doing, he's trying not to really go one way or the other, and that's why he used that operative word, yet.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with Kyle Warren and more on a Captain America Third Watch. By the way, we're going to talk about Attorney General Barr and one thing that he did do yesterday with John Durham. Wait till you hear this one, in case you haven't already heard it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. You know, there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield you got in that vehicle you're driving. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including whatever the car, the truck, or the van is that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, they require Florida comprehensive insurance. Now, also, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, an Auto Glass America technician will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, and drop $100 in your palm of your hand when you tell them, me, the captain, sent you. So, the number to call. 813-96-GLASS, that's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and don't forget to tell them I sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. Now, we've got some breaking news about a train that was attempted to be derailed up along, I guess it was the Canadian border with Alaska, is that right?
Well, this is being reported up in the Seattle area, yes, and this is essentially federal authorities have charged two people with, get this, Captain, a domestic terrorism, a terrorist attack on trains, on the train tracks, that is, and according to them, they appear to have been motivated by the construction of a natural gas pipeline across British Columbia. The two individuals charged, they're two women, one is 27, the other is 23. They're both out of Bellingham, Washington. They're accused of placing shunts on Burlington Northern Santa Fe tracks on Saturday night. Now, what this does, it strings wire across the tracks And it, what it does is it messes up the electrical signals. This can mean that the trains can brake unexpectedly. The warning systems for intersections can go haywire or not report that the train is coming. And so this puts people in danger, obviously. So they could face up to 20 years in prison, Captain, for doing what they did. They seem to be part of a group looking for it'd be called a basically indigenous land, as what they had a sticker on their car that said that, evidently. And they're part of a group that wants to give all the land back or do something of that nature, but obviously willing to attack trains and cause great bodily harm and even death doing this kind of thing.
Now, Attorney General Barr yesterday announced that the John Durham was going to be given a new title, which would keep his case going during the Biden administration. Biden can't get rid of it. He would be the special counsel in the Russia probe investigation.
Well, that's right. What it does, he's modifying that with the you know, erring on the side of caution in terms of how the election may play out here ultimately. And you're right, the key thing is that the Biden administration would not be able to shut it down. One would think they would likely want to shut it down, but this makes him makes Durham more like the Mueller special prosecutor, special investigator, special counsel, basically.
And then there was a couple of fake stories that came out last night. First of all, about the president giving pardons to his children,
right.
Ivanka, Don, and Eric, and that just isn't true. The president came out and said, no, that's not true, and that has never been discussed. And then Rudy Giuliani himself denied a New York Times report that he discussed a pardon himself with Donald Trump.
Well, you know, all this plays into how a lot of the things about Trump either have been covered or are being covered right now, and it starts another narrative going, Trump's going to try to pardon himself, and or Trump's going to pardon all his kids, and on it goes, and it just is another one of those kinds of stories that gets out there. And I don't think there's any veracity to it. And one would wonder why he'd be pardoning his kids for preemptive pardon for what?
Yeah. Now, we've had another breaking story here in the last few minutes, and that is about the vaccines here in the United States are now – well, you go ahead and tell it.
Well, Captain, yes, Fox News broke the story just a few minutes ago that we became aware of it. And this is Dateline London. The UK has become the first Western nation, they say, to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine, clearing a shot developed by Pfizer Incorporated of the U.S. and BioNTech SE of Germany to be distributed in limited numbers within days. It's a two-shot vaccine. Is also being the same thing is being reviewed by the FDA here in the U.S., where they believe a similar authorization could come later this month. Again, this according to Fox News just a little while ago. So that's a big step, Captain, especially in the UK, where they've had lockdowns like you wouldn't believe, where they have all kinds of issues with the virus spreading, so a vaccine couldn't come too soon for the people of the UK.
And in lieu of the announcement by Barr with John Durham to make him a special counsel to keep this investigation going, Jerry Nadler has reached out to the Attorney General and said, call me.
Well, really, is Jerry Nadler, Jerry Nadler wants to be relevant, but, you know, he's demonstrated so much that, you know, he's not really taken seriously, I think, by a lot of people at this point.
Now, the former Starbucks CEO up there in Seattle is urging small businesses now and business owners to petition right now for coronavirus relief to help them out with these businesses that are closing again.
Yes, and you know, Captain, I mean, it is, we're talking about so many people who are running their business or they have to close their doors, they likely will never open them again. This is a major travesty, and the way to try to soften that blow or keep them alive long enough in terms of their business is to get that kind of stimulus out there. It will take bipartisan support, but there's got to be a way to do this and eject the ridiculous politics of it in terms of trying to give Nancy Pelosi's friends a bunch of money here and a bunch of money there. If they petition, they've got to be petitioning to say, give us what we need and worry about all the other stuff later on, because right now people are really in dire straits.
Now, Steve Mnuchin is trying to take $455 billion of money and redirect it away from Joe Biden so that Biden can't take it for whatever reason he might want to take it.
Well, can you imagine how they must be salivating over there at the Biden machine headquarters, basically, about how they're going to get their hands on money and put it into whatever programs they want, this kind of thing. So, yeah, that's right. That's what Mnuchin's trying to do, I think.
By the way, the feds are investigating to see if bribery was attempted from the White House to get a pardon. I don't know who it is they're talking about. Do you?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact. But again, if it's a serious investigation, we'll see where it leads, obviously.
And in California, it was officially revealed that your state paid $400 million in fraudulent unemployment benefits to inmates in the federal state prison system in California.
Well,
way to go, California.
That's right. I would say only in California. Meanwhile, everything is literally crumbling politically and in some ways for infrastructure as well. People are out of work. Many people know I'm here in Orange County. Disneyland doesn't look like it'll open anytime soon, well into 2021, one would think. So many people are hurting because their own satellite businesses, hotels, service businesses that rely on tourism and people coming to Disneyland literally from all over the world, they're hurting very badly. And so money could be well spent other ways.
Now, also, Janet Yellen, who happens to be the incoming Treasury Secretary, correct?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
She is sounding the alarm that the pandemic is getting worse. They need to come up with something to help out the folks. Don't know what the something is. She hasn't proposed anything. She's not in a position to propose anything. But I do know the Trump administration is trying to get that next COVID package out there.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, and I hope that I'm wrong about this, Captain, but I think people will see a very stark contrast. President Trump, I think, tried to help people as best he could, even through executive orders with payroll taxes and things like that. And this could be a very different situation under Biden.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to march across the overnight radio airwaves with tomorrow's news tonight. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930,
The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News Insight.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission Wednesday for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science and a major step toward eventually ending the pandemic. The move makes Britain one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its population as it tries to curb Europe's deadliest COVID-19 outbreak. Nearly 37,000 people died of COVID-19 in the U.S. in November, the most since the dark early days of the pandemic. Senator Joe Manchin says both Republicans and Democrats need to work together on COVID-19 relief. Former Atlanta City Council member Kwanzaa Hall has won a runoff election to briefly fill the seat in Congress of the late civil rights legend John Lewis. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite again reached new highs on Tuesday. This is SRN News.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com.
And remember, if you want to call them, you can get a live person right now by giving them a call at 877-245-6707. That's Farrah and Farrah. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. They have offices in both the state of Georgia and the state of Florida. So 877-245-6707, and you'll get a... You get a live person. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking about the CDC a little bit. We talked about the vaccine. The CDC took a vote yesterday, and they decided that the vaccine healthcare staff and long-term care residents in the nursing homes are going to be the first ones to get the vaccine.
Well, exactly right. That's again, I mean, they've got to start somewhere, and it seems like a logical place to start in that sense. And then, of course, as we look to the first responders and other vulnerable members of our population, seem to be the right way to go.
Yeah, and the CDC also announced yesterday that they're going to cut the COVID negative quarantine period to 7 days.
Yeah, that's really interesting, you know, because normally it's been the two weeks with no symptoms and negative tests and that kind of thing. But so it's interesting that they backed off on it that far. So, again, maybe it could simply be that we're learning a lot more about how this virus operates and how, people recover from it.
Well, I wonder, because of what's going on down here in Florida, if it would help the sports teams, because we have the Toronto Raptors basketball team that can't go back home to Canada, and they're going to be playing basketball in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, NBA basketball, because if they go into Canada, they according to Canada, they have to quarantine for 14 days. You've also got, out there in your state, the San Francisco 49ers that finally found a home. They're going to play in Arizona, or the Arizona Cardinals play. And that is another situation where if they go back into California, they got to quarantine for 14 days.
Exactly right. So these CDC new recommendations may help that quite significantly, one would think.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is being slammed for stymieing the relief bill again. These people have got in Congress, and the joint group of senators and congressmen have put together a $908 million stimulus package, and she is sitting on her hands.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, this is really getting to be so terrible, Captain, because all I can think about, and I'm sure you as well, and so many of our listeners, are the people that absolutely need the help. And we're not talking about socialism or any of those kinds of things. We're talking about an emergency problem that was brought against these people through no fault of their own. So in many ways, as we talked about before, this is a response to basically what amounts to a virus attack, in the sense that something that wasn't there got here. We didn't, so we're trying to help people. But whether it was an attack or not, it was another deal, but the result is the same. So for Nancy Pelosi to once again be taking this this kind of position is just unconscionable.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the home buyers right now across the country are bracing for pain in a post-pandemic market, because record low housing inventories, rising demand, and higher prices are definitely going to put the brakes on that market.
Well, it could, as people start coming out the other side of the pandemic altogether. A vaccine, an effective vaccine, a highly distributed vaccine, quickly, as quick as possible, that all is going to help that whole situation, as people will then want to travel. And you may see people moving across the nation in different ways, Captain, because people are figuring out, or they're saying to themselves, maybe I need to be in a different spot of the country for whatever reason, to be more isolated, in the sense that they're not in a big urban area, for example, or they're in a big suburban area. So we may see things happen in real estate that are unpredictable at this point.
Well, wait till you hear this. About 3.7 million barrels of beer were put into kegs during the first 6 months of this year. Uh-huh. And the brewers now are pouring 50% less beer than they were before.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I think people have had a lot of time to, maybe watch some, binge watch some things, and maybe drink some beer, or watch sporting events and drink beer at that too, or while watching, I should say.
Now, the U.S. House of Representatives right now is expected to pass some legislation here in the next week or so, which may back a bill to block Chinese firms from U.S. markets from owning properties over here.
That's huge. You know, again, what's coming, no matter how this election turns out, you still have China rising as probably our biggest geopolitical challenge in 50 years, basically. So this is going to be a big deal. And the tiebacks to different Chinese companies, which have sometimes they have in and of themselves ties to the government, obviously, you know, it raises all these specters of how we're going to maintain our ability to do the things we want to do as a country without having to worry about what the Chinese government is going to do or how it's going to affect the economy. So it's very complex, and no matter who's the president, it's an unenviable position.
Now, Congressman Doug Collins, who's still a congressman for a few more days because he didn't run for re-election this year, he says that the Georgia officials are doing a disservice to voters by not doing something rather than nothing in the Georgia recount.
Well, right. And again, I mean, you can have a recount, and that if you recount votes that are fraudulent, let's say, just for sake of argument, if you recount votes that are fraudulent, you're going to get pretty much the same result as when you first counted them. I mean, so recounts aren't just the end-all to all this, but there has to be things called for, like audits, checking the signatures, and forensically examining the entire process from end to stern. Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear what little Dr. Fauci had to say yesterday? He did another about-face. He said, we need to keep the schools open.
Yeah, exactly.
And when he said it, guess what?
What's
he
that?
Was on the network. I don't know what network it was, but they cut him off off the air.
Wow. Well, but we could have told you that you could keep the schools open, basically. A big part of the keeping the
schools. I think he might have been on CNN, but it wasn't Fox and it wasn't Newsmax, but he was on one of the Alphabet Soup networks, and they cut him off.
Wow. Well, again, you know, and again, this is part of why the public is understandably totally confused by what is, you know, what's happening with the virus and what should we or should we not be doing in terms of things like sending kids to school. My experience here, Captain, in Southern California, with many schools open in my area, is that there hasn't been that much of an issue. That being said, we have been notified of a couple of things at a local high school where there have been a couple of exposures, but those exposures have always been considered to be very low, and no special issues or no special action had to be taken for anybody who attended school. So it turns out that a lot of these things, in terms of how the kids react to being exposed to COVID-19 or living in the world with COVID-19 aren't quite as bad as they initially were thought, and that ultimately is a good thing.
And did you hear that a vitamin D deficiency triples the mortality rate if you come down with COVID-19?
Well, that's right. And there are different reasons why people can have low vitamin D. So check with your doctor. You may want a blood test and make sure you've got enough.
Yeah, because vitamin D is very important and it's very affordable. It's one of the cheapest vitamins you can buy. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back, and we're going to take a look again at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. This station.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my Jersey girl up there in Georgia. And she's the horse girl up there now with her husband, Don. Double D Ranch is what they have up there with some horses, and they teach people how to ride and compete with different types of competition that they have. They're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, so big hooah out there to them up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the sign, pull on in there and get yourself a nice, free hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. And consider becoming a member of the Truckers Club as well, or a member of the RV Club that they've got there for the people with the motorhomes. You can accumulate points that you get for fuel, points that you get for buying food in the store, and points that you get for buying supplies in the travel store there, or the restaurant is what I meant to say with the food. Okay, meanwhile, here we go. We're going to rock.
Yeah.
that's AC/DC flicking a switch from days gone by, and that was back when they were young and everybody had a whole bunch more hair and they were bouncing around like they were double-jointed Cleveland Indians there, Kyle.
That's right. Well, that's a great one from the early days. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. Now, let me read the statement here, and then we'll get going. A system is expected to develop across the southern tier of the U.S. and produce a few hazards, including isolated strong to severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain, possible from southeast Texas to southwest Louisiana, while heavy accumulating snow is expected across parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. Meanwhile, elevated to critical fire weather concerns are forecast through Friday out into Southern California, and we do have the lake effect machine kicking in tonight along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We do have the high wind warnings and watches going on right now all through the Southern California area, and this is supposed to start kicking in pretty much Wednesday night through Friday, gusts up to 60 miles an hour and 80 miles an hour in some parts of the foothill areas and so forth. But this covers almost all of Southern California, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Orange, L.A. counties, Oxnard, Ventura area as well, all the way up to about Santa Barbara. And so that's going to be a pretty big wind event from what we understand. Freeze warning tonight going on in Fresno, California. This also goes over to Mariposa, which is near Yosemite National Park as well. Air stagnation, that seems to be the word of the day throughout the Pacific Northwest, and that's when there's not a lot of vertical mixing with the air, meaning pollutants can gather near the surface, and so people with sensitive lungs and so forth need to take notice of that. Also very cold tonight in the Medford area, last clocking in around 31 degrees, so very, very cold there tonight. Wind advisory as we head up towards Portland, Oregon. Air stagnation all through central Washington, central Oregon, and northern Washington.
Uh-huh.
That goes all the way over through most of southern Idaho as well. And it looks like one other thing, we've got winter weather advisory near Santa Fe and Albuquerque with
yep.
wind advisory in the northern east corner of the state.
Yep. And in the meantime, moving over into Amarillo and east over towards Oklahoma City, you have got a winter weather advisory there, but you've got a snow storm advisory for the central part of Oklahoma, predominantly from El Reno to near Oklahoma City. That also goes straight north up towards Salina, Kansas, and across the southern part of Kansas. In the meantime, moving across, we'll stay with the snow for a minute, moving across over from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, New York, and the lee shore of Lake Erie, you've got a winter storm warning, which also is in the western part of Pennsylvania, over as far as Snowshoe. It goes down into the mountains of West Virginia, and then the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Buffalo, scattered all the way over to Oswego, and then from Oswego, you're going to get heavy amounts of lake effect snow all the way up to Watertown, New York tonight along I-81, so be advised of that. And really cold temperatures, panhandle of Florida, southern part of Georgia, southeastern corner of Alabama, all the way over to Jacksonville tonight, as well as down to Tampa Bay, and we've got some frost advisories way down Lake Okeechobee, Florida. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him and everything that he does for the program. All right, well, joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Attorney General William Barr yesterday afternoon told the Associated Press that the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud yet, keyword, yet, that would change
right.
the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. A lot of people got
right.
concerned and said, wait a minute, what's he, blind? Can't he see what's going on? So, but the keyword was yet.
Well, yeah, including my own son, who sent me a text message last night that was pretty upset. So I tried to, you know, say that lawyers speak lawyerly and, you know, kind of describe some things to him, and his response was blah, blah, blah. But it is important to understand that the Justice Department has investigations underway.
Yep.
And so the word yet or to date is very important. They are only looking at what has been handed over to them. They are not doing a wider investigation such as those by Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell. At least it doesn't appear to be. And we can't know what the Justice Department is looking at. The one thing that does disturb me is that going into the election, all 50 states had assigned, don't laugh, but they had assigned, which they did in 2016 and in the midterms, an FBI agent that was trained in election stuff to be there to see what was happening. Now, we can't know what their assignments necessarily were, but if were they only at an office ready to take calls, or were they out in the field in these states, you know, watching tractor trailers, you know, moving pallets of ballots, or what? We don't know, but it may have just been a gesture too, but you know, in the 2016 and 2018 election, meaning the midterms, they also put people out there. So I would be asking some other hard questions. I went on a diatribe with my own husband last night on, we are all looking at post-election activities.
Yep.
Oh, we'll do this on the other side.
That's right. Okay, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. And, yes, we will continue to talk about that. We'll also talk about what Mr. Barr is going to be doing with Mr. Durham. That's going to be kind of interesting, but we'll be right back right after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.